Those verses that Max read are the Beatitudes. And if only we could really live them out. I'm going to paraphrase a little bit, take a little liberties, and just boiling it down just to a few words, like a knowledge that it's not all about us. Comfort, meekness, and seeking to do what is right. Mercy and authenticity, peacemaking, and a willingness to live out justice and love regardless. This morning, I'm going to walk slowly through Jesus' words from Matthew. They're part of a larger sermon that spans Matthew 5 through 7. Beatitudes, it's got a whole Latin background. Latin word for blessing is something that looks a lot like beatitude with a Latin ending on it. They're also included in Luke 6. In Luke, they're slightly different, and they come with some woe to you statements too, where Jesus is angry at people acting like jerks. But Beatitudes are part of a larger sermon in Luke. It spans all of Luke 6. And we could compare the two and say, this is what's different, this is what's the same. We'll do that another week. But the big important thing that we do have to address is, do you say blessed or blessed?
I'm pretty sure it doesn't matter as long as they get the...
Listen to you. Max is absolutely correct. Blessed or blessed. Actually, they're the same. You can pronounce it either way. And some of us are used to hearing blessed are. You could say blessed are, but blessed are just has a better cadence, I think, to it. So I'm going to go with blessed today. In some versions of the Bible, it says happy are they. That two-syllable thing works pretty well. So, blessed today. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Poor in spirit means something different than being poor in possessions. Now, poor in spirit is something that indicates humbleness. It's knowing that it's not all about you. The humble are then the true inhabitants and owners of God's neighborhood. They're the ones who truly experience God's shalom, God's peace, eternal. It's exactly the opposite of blessed are the powerful, for they will get what they want. Jesus didn't say that. And please don't ever think that Jesus said anything at all like that. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Mourning is, I don't think anyone likes to mourn, and Jesus promises comfort to those who do mourn. There's a difference in the first two Beatitudes. The first one calls the poor in spirit blessed. And lifts up an attitude. The attitude is desirable, right? But mourning isn't a desired thing. Who wants to have a loss just because they'll be blessed? How about not having to mourn? Wouldn't that be better? No need to mourn. Some people have suggested that the mourning here has to do with mourning the evils of the world, but I think that this beatitude is for anyone who's suffered loss, and I think that includes just about everyone. When we mourn, Jesus says we will be comforted. I wish I could tell you exactly what form that takes, how long it takes, when it occurs. But Jesus says, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Meek, gentle, not self-centered. And the meek ones will be the ones who inherit the earth. And the cool part is that these are the ones who aren't trying to inherit the earth. They're not trying to gain power. The meek are the ones who will be fair and gentle. It's exactly the opposite of blessed are the assertive, because they're not afraid to ask for what they think is coming to them. If you ever think that Jesus said something like that or hear someone talk in church about that being the kind of quality that Christians have? Well, Jesus didn't say it. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Here's another one that involves attitude. Beatitude adjustments. It's a great one, though. Have a desire to do what is right. Pursue doing what is right. You'll be nourished to the full. And this beatitude, opposite of something like, blessed are the ones who talk with religious words because actions don't really matter that much. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. I'm going to go back to a recurring theme with, I think, all of us, especially me. I love to say this one. If I ever say something that can be taken in either a negative or a positive way, please take it in the positive way. And then accept the apology from people. Forgive even when there isn't an apology. Give folks a break. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Living authentically, pure in heart. Maybe it doesn't cover it completely, but this living authentically and showing loving kindness, doing all that anyone can to be true, kind, and real. It has nothing to do with talking religious talk, but then rejecting people because you somehow think that you are better than they are for whatever reason. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Children of God. This beatitude isn't just about peace instead of war. It's not like Pax Romana, where there's no war because everyone's too afraid to act up. This one is about reconciliation, restoration, friendship, and love. See, peace isn't only the absence of violence. It is the presence of goodwill. It's a desire for that shalom, that peace for all. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Right, these last three, they go back to a situation that isn't something that someone would want to be in. Who wants to be reviled, and persecuted, and lied about? Nobody. So these Beatitudes offer hope to any who are persecuted because they're humble or meek, authentic, merciful, or peacemakers. These last Beatitudes offer hope to those who show love instead of hate, who show kindness instead of disdain, who show acceptance instead of rejection, and who are willing to live out justice and love no matter what. So if we could only live out the Beatitudes. I know we can. It is our calling. It is what we are supposed to do. It is really what we are, programmed, created, made. It's what's deep inside us. Acknowledge that it's not all about us. Comfort, meekness, seeking to do what is right, mercy, authenticity, peacemaking, the willingness to live out justice and love regardless. And so, my brothers and sisters, be blessed, or blessed. Amen.